You're listening to SBS News.
Chelsea Manning is considered a heroic activist by some and a traitor by others. The transgender US soldier was convicted of espionage for leaking classified data to WikiLeaks and served 7 years of a 35-year sentence in a military prison. That criminal history could now prevent her from entering Australia to headline a number of speaking events, including at the Sydney Opera House this weekend. Ms. Manning was notified of the government's intention to refuse her visa under the Migration Act and was told, "You have a substantial criminal record. As a result, you do not pass the character test." Both Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton and new Immigration Minister David Coleman have the power to cancel her visa. They refuse to comment on individual cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the decision isn't up to him.
As Prime Minister, of course, you oversee the whole policy area, but I know the legislation very well. This is a personal decision of the Minister for Immigration.
Journalist Peter Grester was due to interview Ms. Manning on stage this weekend and says freedom of speech is at stake.
I recognise that the government's concerned about national security, but Chelsea Manning does not pose a threat to Australian national security. We have a long tradition of robust debates within this country, both from the right and the left.
Ms. Manning is also scheduled to travel to New Zealand, but there are calls for her to be denied entry there as well. Roger Shanahan is an international policy research fellow at the Lowy Institute and a former army officer. He says the government is right to question granting her a visa.
The government really has to put its foot down and just call it for what it is. It's not an expose by a whistleblower. It's organisers who are trying to financially reward somebody who's been convicted of espionage and potentially put lives at risk.
The Australian organiser of the speaking tour, Think Inc, says it's pursuing all legal avenues and hopes the government will allow the public to hear about vital issues around data privacy and transgender rights. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.